And the financial crisis in Greece is hitting that country in many ways. Thousands in Athens are expected to take to the streets tomorrow to protest austerity measures the government is proposing. Plus, the fears of unemployment are fueling resentment towards immigrants. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports from Athens.
With soul music playing in the background, hundreds of immigrants recently staged a protest against mounting discrimination. They come from many different continents, and many of them, fleeing conflicts in their homelands, paid up to $4,000 to smugglers to pass through the back door into the European Union. Tanzanian house cleaner Salom Mundi has been living here legally for 12 years. He's one of many immigrants demanding permanent resident papers.
We don't have a stable paper, so we need a stable paper. We need a right in a working place, because even you work, you don't get the same right as Greek they get.
Immigrants are also calling on the government to push through its promised offer of citizenship to children of immigrants born here in Greece and to those who have been living here legally for more than 5 years. But the proposal of the new socialist government of George Papandreou has caused widespread indignation. Comments on the government website reflect a sudden surge in xenophobia, such as "the motherland is endangered." A poll taken last week for the Katimerini newspaper showed that nearly 60% of Greeks believe immigration is harmful to the country and is tainting national identity. And nearly 50% believe immigrants are taking Greek jobs. Days after immigrants filled the streets, the extreme right-wing and nationalist group Golden Dawn held a rally in Athens. Militants waved flags with the Celtic cross, a fascist symbol throughout Europe. Muscular young men wielding baseball bats discouraged photographers from doing their job. A speaker exhorted the crowd to rise up like a flame against the idea of a multi-ethnic Greece. And as nationalist songs played in the background, Pavlos Benakis said immigrants should not have the same rights as Greeks.
Not to go to the elections, to be in the parliament, to be a minister, not this. We don't want this. We don't want a mayor from Pakistan to take a decision about my city. You are born Greek. You can't be Greek.
70% of migrants entering the European Union every year arrive through the Greek archipelago. Most of the hundreds of thousands who came in recent years moved on to other European countries. But now, with the global economic downturn, jobs in the richer north are scarce and many new arrivals stay in their first port of entry. Nearly 10% of the Greek population is formed by legal immigrants, and an unknown number are undocumented. Mickey Van Herven, mission chief of Doctors Without Borders, says the Papandreou government has shown a willingness to extend certain benefits and rights to immigrants. But she says the economic crisis is an obstacle.
The country is nearly bankrupt. For the Greek authorities to tackle the problem is difficult. I mean, there is hardly any money available.
Van Herven does not believe Greeks are particularly racist.
I don't really think it's worse here than anywhere else, but it's increasing. And it's very, very worrying, obviously.
Many Greek commentators say that as a frontline state, the immigration issue is too big for Greece to tackle alone. And they call on the European Union to stop looking the other way and finally seek a common solution. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.